right, hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. We got Devin. We got Buzz in for Seltzer and Rhea. James will be back tomorrow. Let me tell you a few things we got up ahead, by the way. Speaking of tomorrow, Brian Dawkins in studio, 9 o'clock hour tomorrow. That'll be awesome. An hour of Dawk. Phenomenal. Monday, you know, we've been talking more lately about the Flyers when the season ended and just really hoping that they would get this thing going for the future. Like, stop waiting and trading players and waiting and waiting. Like, at some point, you got to go forward. Jonesy will be in studio with us on Monday, 7:30 to 9:30.
Tuesday.
Hold on. I've written down here Monday. You have Tuesday? I'm sorry.
Tuesday the 20th.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I got my days crossed.
I will double check that, but I thought that was one of the days you gave me.
It's an early day next week. We'll figure out which one it is, whichever one it is. But anyway, sometime early next week, Jonesy in studio. We'll get you the specific.
Yep, Tuesday the 20th.
Tuesday.
He's got it on his calendar.
My fault. Tuesday next week. So we'll have some fun with that. And look, it'll be great to reconnect with Jonesy. We love him. We just want to get it going. All right, one other thing. So if you are intending to go to one Phillies game today, make sure you go to the right one. Here's what I mean by that. Doubleheader, as Rhea put in the update, you know, because last night's game was rained out. Here's the key for you to know. If you had tickets to last night's game, that ticket applies to tonight's game, not to today's afternoon game. The Phillies already had an afternoon game scheduled at 1, like 105, 110, whatever the heck it is. They already had that game scheduled. So they're not bumping what was going to be the people for that game to the night game. You can't do that. So last night's game, that ticket applies to tonight's game, but not the game that's in 4 hours. So make sure you have the right ticket for the right game.
I'm hearing that it could start to dry out around 1 o'clock.
Around 1.
Around 1.
Okay. And Devin, I know you're looking into some kind of update. What do you see there as far as 1 o'clock? Because we're wondering when the rain is done.
So it's supposed to continue like pretty heavy through noon, and then it'll slowly taper off starting at 1. So if it's raining at the start of the game, it'll be light, or it should be light, according to the forecast. And then completely done, it says, by like 3 p.m.
Okay.
So it's pretty good.
And John, your conundrum, because we're all going to this game together, and your conundrum is whether to go home 76 there, 76 back, or just grab a couch and hang for a little bit here at the station.
It's going to be a problem
a
if I end up having
take
to go
a nap,
back.
Take a station nap.
He keeps saying I want to find a couch to nap, and I'm like, well, what couch is that?
Not sure.
If you find one, let me know.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's a private
John's just in a conference
location.
Room.
I can give you a tip, John. Just check with, you know, maybe Skylar. Make sure that there's not a mom around here, because there's the mother's room that is private.
Ooh.
Does it have a couch?
It has a very comfortable chair.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's good. That sounds good.
Look at John.
I've used it before.
Maybe.
So.
Okay.
Maybe
no one
work.
Complains about me going in because I'm a woman. Yeah.
But we do
John,
have to make sure.
And if no one's pregnant or has a young
kid. Well, you need your key card to get into it. So, you know.
If no one's got a young kid or a pregnancy issue.
Right.
You wouldn't go in there for a pregnancy issue. Though, right?
Well, it's called a mother's room.
Yeah. So once you're a mother.
Once you've had them. Yeah.
You don't go there to become a mother.
Correct. Yeah. It was a dumb comment by me. Dude, what are you doing, man?
That's a pretty good line.
I mean, could you
man.
Imagine someone giving birth in that room here?
Or, well.
Yeah, I think everyone was picturing something else.
It's a quiet room.
All right, 215-592-9494. One other thing. I want to play some audio here of Trey Hendrickson. He's a, you know, elite pass rusher for the Cincinnati Bengals, and he's been in this contract dispute with his team, the Bengals. John, we're going to play a game
who
called...
Who have been in a contract dispute with both of their starting wide receivers, and their quarterback has been saying, just go look at what the Eagles do.
Correct.
That's how we need to treat our guys.
They've also been in a contract dispute with, it feels like, 20 people over 20 years. That's a whole nother matter. So we're
That's
gonna,
how the Bengals,
the Bengals
do it.
That's what they do. Let's play a little game called... the game is called, Is Trey Hendrickson Being Sarcastic? Okay, that's the name of the game. Is Trey Hendrickson Being Sarcastic? You be the judge.
Can you shed more light on that, on what was communicated last year? It sounds like they wanted to say, hey, next year we'll give you a market deal, and then the market changed.
Right. It wasn't even to that point, and credit to a well-run organization like the Bengals. There were nothing in stone, right? And they have the ability to say they've done right by me. And that's okay with my family. If that's the way it goes, so be it.
All right.
Wow. Wow.
A well-run organization.
Well-run. Oh, that was 1,000% sarcastic.
Give it to a well-run organization like the Bengals.
That is taking shot at the history of the organization.
It really is. Yeah,
my goodness.
That was pretty strong.
But what Howie, done, go out and get them.
What they've done is pretty horrendous.
Well, look, let's
they
be
told
real.
Him. They told him last year, hey, if you go out and continue to work, we'll reward you. And what did he do? He's coming off a 17.5 sack season.
Kind of a good season.
They say, go out and do what you did the year before, and we'll reward you. What does he do? He gets 17.5 sacks again.
Yeah, but there's always a
then they say, good job.
But, John,
that reward we told you was coming, I don't know. Like, we just paid two wide receivers now, so we're kind of strapped.
They're a bad run organization, but reward, what price? This is the same thing the Sixers had with James Harden. Like, you can say, hey, take care of you in a year. Hey, think we'll be able to take care of you. But at what price? It's still a negotiation. I think they stink because they're a bad organization. But some of this is him being a dummy. If he just took their word without, like, what price? Right?
He was people the negotiate. Ultimate team guy for
years. I'm just
years,
saying, negotiations years. Are negotiations.
Well, they
this
had to expect
has
this.
Has been an ongoing saga for most of the Bengals players.
He can't
they
just,
know what to expect.
Okay, but
he
can't just name his price. Right?
Well, in the NFL, when you are the next top edge rusher, you kind of, like, the price is
set
based on the market.
I disagree. That's not how I would run an organization. Wow. If there's an idiot GM that overpays someone, I'm not going to overpay my guy because the idiot GM overpaid someone. I'm not doing that. All right, anyway, make of it what you will. Let's go to the phones. Dave in Wilmington. Dave, what's going on, pal?
Good morning. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you, buddy.
First of all, Pete Rose, they shouldn't have did it within the first year after he passed away. They should have did it in like 10 years.
Well, but I don't see. What does that accomplish?
Well, it's because it's so fresh. And it wouldn't be so bitter about it.
Well, I would, I'll say this. I guess I'd be less upset 10 years from now because it wouldn't be as much about the fact that the man just died. Like, he's back because he died. Like, that's ridiculous.
And I don't agree with him being in the Hall of Fame at all, just because of the statutory rape charges. Like, we had to hold, some type of integrity to these athletes.
Well, and that's where voters...
everybody.
Yeah, voters will get a chance to vote yes or no. Dave, do you think he should be eligible for the Hall of Fame? Eligible to be voted on?
I'm torn on that, because who am I to say who's his stats make him eligible? But that doesn't mean Chris Benoit was a hell of a wrestler, but that doesn't mean he needs to be celebrated for it.
Look, I definitely think he should be eligible to be voted on. I thought he should have been 35 years ago, and then it's up to the voters to say yes or no. I mean, to me, that's pretty simple, and I think baseball really and the Hall of Fame overcomplicated it 35 years ago when they said someone who's not eligible for, quote, baseball is not eligible for the Hall of Fame. I mean, like, why? Like, what is that nonsense? I mean, that's ridiculous. Dave, Eagles, Cowboys, what are you thinking?
What do we have to gain by playing the Cowboys? What, strutting our stuff in front of them?
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
We have everything to lose. If we beat them, okay, we beat an inferior team. We already know they're inferior.
Well, if you beat them, you have one win against a divisional rival down already, week one.
Yeah, that would be a literal answer. You have that to gain. And by the way, the concept of you could lose, that applies to every game. That applies to when the Eagles would play Dallas in week six. What difference does it make?
Well, the difference is it's supposed to be a big game. And I'm not saying that the Cowboys and Eagles aren't a big game. I just don't agree with them being there.
Well, a lot of people don't.
We have nothing to gain from it.
I know.
If we beat them, we're supposed to be inferior teams.
You know what, man? Have a big old smile on your face knowing two things are going to happen that night. One, the Eagles honor themselves. Two, the Eagles are going to beat Dallas. That's pretty cool. Dave, give me a great answer. Who or what are you sick of?
I'm sick of all the callers on Friday that think they could beat the Hammer that have no idea what sports trivia is.
Hammer contestants. A classic answer. Fair enough.
I like that answer.
Well, I hate it, but, it's okay. All right, so let me give you another sentence here from Rob Manfred that I don't like. And it's funny because I did, within like 2 seconds of reading this, I came up with more, but okay, here we go. Part of what Rob Manfred was released yesterday, he says, you know, in announcing that the prior sentence was obviously a person no longer with us can represent a threat to the integrity of the game. Okay. But here's his next sentence. Moreover, it is hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. He says it's hard to conceive it. Okay, here we go. 2 seconds later, I conceived of a harder penalty. You ready? A penalty that lasts forever with no reprieve. I mean, John, the commissioner literally writes it lasts a lifetime. How about forever is longer than a lifetime? Huh, boom. I just conceived it that fast. I mean, the commissioner, how dumb is he? The commissioner's sentence is, this is a sentence the commissioner wrote. It is hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. How about one that lasts forever with no reprieve? I just conceived it. I mean, is this guy dumb?
You're confusing me.
But you know what I'm saying,
Rhea. I do.
I mean, he's saying the penalty lasts to the end of the person's life. Okay. I think that's a weird way to get there. But something that lasts beyond the person's life is a longer penalty.
Correct.
And I would say, if you're looking for the deterrent factor,
a stronger, longer than death.
A stronger deterrent.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete Rose has a shot now to get in the Hall of Fame, whereas before he did not. Unless he was reinstated in baseball, the Hall of Fame then's going to vote on him, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I just think the commissioner's
it's
a dummy.
It's just so weird to get a reward because you're dead.
It's such a dirty way to arrive at an answer that, yes, is complex, but like, put the big boy pants on and big girl pants on and figure stuff out. Not this way. Not like, hey, by the way, what is he? Forget, so Baseball Hall of Fame, their rule is that he becomes eligible upon becoming eligible for baseball. What did baseball make Pete Rose eligible for yesterday, John? It's not the Hall of Fame. Baseball did not make him eligible for the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame made him eligible for the Hall of Fame. So Pete Rose no longer being in the list that's called permanent ineligibility. So what is he, according to baseball now, eligible for? To attend a game?
Yeah, he can't do that.
To manage the Reds?
Can't do that either.
The man is dead. So he's eligible for baseball to do what? Buy a hot dog and popcorn?
He's eligible to not jeopardize baseball's integrity by gambling on baseball.
Manfred's a buffoon. He's a freaking buffoon. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to let's go to Dom right now. Dom, good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me good?
Yeah.
How's it going?
What's up, Dom?
Good, buddy.
Anytime we play the Cowboys at home and they get to watch us celebrate, that's a good time.
I agree. I'm with you, dude.
You know, I'm all with that. Number two, we aren't getting a 3, let alone a 2 for Tanner McKee. Sorry to break that.
Might not get a 2. I think the Eagles would get a 3. Well, it depends what happens with Aaron Rodgers and depends how good the Saints feel about the dude they drafted. I think the Eagles could, maybe, get a 3.
I'd be surprised.
I'll tell you what, if I'm Pittsburgh and I don't get Aaron Rodgers, I would trade a 2 for Tanner McKee. If I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, I would try to make it for a 3 if I'm the Steelers. But if I had to give up a 2 to get Tanner McKee, if I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, if I had to, I would.
All right. I have a hypothetical trade for you.
Love him.
Kyle Korber and Zach
it's
Wheeler.
A game manager.
You say
you're
Kyle
trading
Korber?
A second round pick for.
Kyle
you're trading a second
Korber.
Round pick for a backup quarterback game manager.
I think he's better than that. All right, Schwarber for who?
I watched him at Stanford. Do you know the way that he played at Stanford in the West Coast?
I didn't watch
offense?
Him at Stanford. Watch him with the Eagles.
15 touchdowns to 7 interceptions in a season. 13 touchdowns to 8 interceptions in his senior season. Throwing for 2,300, 2,900. It was
a
guy who handed off the ball an awful lot. He was in a balanced offense. I'm just telling you. What we're talking about, what you're talking about, a second-round pick, if you're trading for that starting quality quarterback, I don't think that's what you're looking at when you're looking at Tanner McKee. And he has not proven that he can be that guy.
You think he won't be a starter in 2 years?
No, probably not.
Yeah, I think he will be. We'll see. We'll find out. Dom, what's your thing? Schwarber for who?
Kyle Schwarber and Zach Wheeler, or Kyle Schwarber and Andrew Painter for Juan Soto. Who says no?
Not me. What?
Okay, hold on a second.
That made no sense.
So forget two. Just give us your one option. Schwarber and Painter you're saying or Wheeler. So basically what you're saying is, if you're the Phillies, who would you rather trade, Wheeler or Painter, is what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is, the Phillies, would you trade Kyle Schwarber and Andrew Painter for Juan Soto?
I would not.
No.
I would not.
No? Okay.
No. All right,
listen, it's to be considered. I mean, Soto's a top five player in baseball, but I got to pay him $700 million. I get to pay Painter about $35 million for about the next 7 years.
Fair enough.
I mean, maybe it's $50 million, but whatever it is, you know.
I have an answer. And I
give
think
me an answer, Dom.
Taxes.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Taxes.
Yeah, you got to deal with it.
Yeah.
All right, Rhea, right now you have to trade either Wheeler or Painter.
Wait. Did we just see on the board, it said Mets fan.
Is that what it said?
Next to that guy's name. It said Dom, Mets fan.
Oh, well, then that's why.
So as a Mets fan, he's just trying to offload Juan Soto onto us and bring on our guys.
You let us have Zach Wheeler. Do I really have to take anything he says seriously?
It's a good catch, Devin.
Yeah.
That's what it said, Mets fan?
It said Mets fan in parentheses.
He wants to trade Juan Soto to get Zach Wheeler.
Guys,
back.
To be fair, Juan Soto is a top five player in baseball. I know he hasn't played as such this year, but he is. I mean, it's not crazy talk, but I would not do it for a whole host of reasons, one of which is economics. I mean, who are the Phillies going to be able to sign if they pay someone $700 million?
Well, Kyle Schwarber is producing more than Juan Soto so far this season.
But he won't for the next 5 to 8 years.
No, probably not.
I mean, like, definitely
next 3 years, do you think he would?
No.
Maybe.
Do you?
Maybe.
You think he won't produce at this level for the next three?
No, but I mean, but you're saying, like, more than Soto. I mean, I think Soto's going to get...
No, I'm just talking about Schwarber, what he's putting up now.
Yeah, look, right now he's someone that I feel pretty confident can rock and roll for the next year or two. Yeah.
I think he can for three.
Maybe. I'm just saying compared to Juan Soto, that's, you know. But who would you trade? If you had to trade right now, Wheeler or Painter? Boy, that is a tough
one. Wow, because Wheeler is so consistent. But how old is he? 34?
Yeah, why are we even having this conversation?
Started by a Mets fan. You're putting me in a bad position.
What are we doing here? All right, let's get to Nick calling from Marlton, New Jersey. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Nick. Zach Wheeler's 34.
Getting excited for the schedule coming out.
He's going to be 35 May 30th, though.
Okay. So you'd have to trade Wheeler instead of Painter. You'd have to.
You have to trade Wheeler. Mm-hmm. I just look at a fine wine guy like Justin Verlander pitching into his 40s.
I know.
And you know, Painter. I mean, yeah, he's got a huge upside, but haven't really seen anything out of him. And today, I would keep Wheeler.
Listen, it's to be considered. I'll just say this. Which Verlander would you rather have, the 6-year Verlander or the 20-year Verlander?
I know. But hey, 26 overall.
Yeah. All right. And by the way, I'm excited for the schedule when you ask me how I'm doing. I mean, we got the Eagles schedule in 10 and a half hours. All right, Nick, what do you got, buddy?
Yeah. I just wanted to touch on the Pete Rose situation. I'm a longtime baseball fan, played through college, you know, and couple years ago when I saw this come out about him, I was traveling for work and I was in Vegas at a conference and I'm walking through the concourse next to Mandalay and Pete Rose is sitting behind a folding table just signing autographs in like a walk-in shop, like a mall.
Yep.
And it was just sad, you know, just seeing this guy, been to Cooperstown, seen the interactive screen, you know, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? And it's an astounding yes on the board from people just voting on the screen. And you know, just to think you have the all-time hits leader banned from your Hall of Fame, which makes it a garbage Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
Well, so here's the thing I'll say on that, Nick. I mean, he did do something specifically that got him banned with the betting and all of that and the lying for many years. But he was initially banned. I mean, look, he agreed to the ban for what it's worth. Do you know that? Do you know that he signed a document for which he agreed to the ban?
I 100% know that. My whole thing is baseball, and you talk about, you know, Hall of Fame and MLB doing two separate entities with this whole thing.
Yeah.
Baseball in general has had one foot on the ground and one foot in the water with this entire thing. You know, Pete Rose should have been signing a name and likeness NIL deal with the Reds because, you know, he wasn't allowed to attend games, but yet he was at every other game because they were using his name and his image.
I wonder if they sold his jerseys.
They did sell his jerseys?
No, I'm just asking. I mean, did they sell Rose jerseys 14 in
That's a good question.
In Cincy? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not that close to it to know that, but I just know you see him at the games and it's just sad because it's like a carrot in front of him, you know? And
I know.
He's trying to do good by baseball and then, you know, for Manfred to come out with that statement, it's just,
Nick, you know what really hurt him? Really hurt him that he lied for about 15 years before he admitted it.
I know. Well, I exactly.
Don't lie then.
I know. Like, guys, take Andy Pettit. Who thinks of Andy Pettit as performance enhancer user? Not many people. You think of Clemens. You think of Bonds. Yeah. What did Andy Pettit do when he got, for lack of a better word, caught? He said, yep.
I'm sorry.
I did it, and yeah. I'm really sorry.
Immediately,
and by the way, I was doing it to rehab from an injury. There was a purpose. Bad job by me. America forgot about it.
It was amazing.
They forgot about it because he owned it immediately. What Rose did is the same thing that Lance Armstrong did.
Right.
Denied it for a long time.
Till he wrote a
book
and he could profit from it.
It was really, you know. Nick, give me an answer. Who or what are you sick of? You can win Metallica tickets today.
I'm you know, from the Philadelphia area my whole life. I'm eternally sick of the construction and traffic around Philadelphia, highways and throughways.
Okay, I'll write it down. Like, similar to an answer we've had, but I'll write down.
I had to go in circles the other day. Went down one street, blocked off. Went to the other one. I was like, I think I just went into a circle.
Awful.
With that said, the roads do at times need to be fixed, and it is what it is. I take it as the price of business. Because
I do think, there has to be a major, you have to address this 76 issue at some point. Like, you have to address it. And I do. I think.
Wasn't it your idea, John, to make it a
outside the box? Yes, we have to start thinking up. We have to
double
make it a double decker, a double decker highway. We could squeeze five lanes in each direction on 76 if we make it a double decker highway. I've seen it done in San Francisco on the Embarcadero.
How long is it?
Unfortunately. When the Loma Prieta earthquake happened in 1989, that double decker fell down.
Sure did.
That structure. But
really selling it.
But we don't have, we're not going to have a Loma Prieta 8.9 Richter scale earthquake here.
Did they ever
for all those
it?
Reasons, I'm out. Yeah.
Yeah, good question. Did they rebuild it after the?
No, they did not.
Wow.
And I wonder if it was more inclined to come down because it was a double decker as opposed to something else that wasn't.
Well, the cost. The devastation of the double deckerage was not worth trying to redo it. We do not have those same issues here.
No.
Imagine five lanes in each direction, though.
No, I get it. I'll never forget seeing that one car drive.
I know.
Into the hole.
Right.
That was really sad.
The Bay Bridge, as it just collapsed, the cars went right into the water.
Into the hole.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. All right, all these topics, time's yours, phone calls all up ahead on 94WIP. Let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. You know, it's the best place to find all your favorite player props, and right now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. If you want to see if a guy is hitting that over consistently, well, you can check that out. Or maybe flirting with a potential triple-double. Check that out. Because you can get all the latest stats, the statistics themselves, right there inside the app. See who's heating up. And once the game begins, you can heat up. That's when things get real interesting because you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win really big. It's all with FanDuel Sportsbook, and it's all at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. Get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. I repeat, $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So much these days to bet on, whether it's MLB, two games involving the local squad today, obviously the basketball playoffs, the hockey playoffs, and more. It's all available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. All right, Buzz, what is this? You're doing so good.
This is Rihanna and Paul McCartney.
And what's the connection?
There's no connection. It's just a good song. I'm rotating in some different kind of music.
Good song.
Spicing it up a bit.
Devin, do you know this song?
Of course. Of course.
I like Rihanna. I don't know this song.
It's not old, but it's not new.
It sounds like a country song.
It does sound like a country
2010s.
And it's also, Buzz, very hard to talk over this
coming back.
Paul
McCartney?
He's on this song, yeah.
You need a ramp
Kanye
up
West
bed.
Is also, unfortunately, on it.
Thumbs down on this song. This song stinks.
All right, I'm throwing it out.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
I was never a favorite of mine.
Of who?
It was never a favorite song of
this
mine.
Song, yes, yeah, horrible.
I mean, I'm familiar with it, but I didn't care for it.
This is atrocious.
It was atrocious.
Seltzer will be back. We look forward to that.
Oh, my God.
No,
I like tomorrow. Buzz.
All jokes aside, Brian Dawkins tomorrow, 9 to 10 in studio with us. We obviously look forward to connecting with John's old teammate, Brian Dawkins.
How about that?
Tomorrow. Who's the most beloved Eagle of all time? Is it Doc? Is it BG? Is it Jason Kelsey?
Hmm.
Who is it?
Harold Carmichael's up there high. Jaws is up there high.
Reggie?
Yeah.
Who we got? Ray, who's number one?
Oof. Who is number one?
I do believe it comes down to Doc, Kelsey, and Brandon Graham.
Those are definitely the big three.
Now, the older folk that saw, for instance, Bednarik, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Didn't,
it's difficult for those of us on the younger level. I met Bednarik a couple times, but I think in a modern sense, it would be Doc, Kelsey, or Brandon Graham.
Mm.
Yeah, I think those are the three.
I think it's probably Doc. I think he's got the cachet for having been retired the longest.
Yeah. Other two won the bowl, though, and he didn't. So, you know.
True,
other two
but it's
their
almost
whole career
like
here.
He's been around. He's just been around for a little bit longer, and he's been revered for a little bit longer.
Well, he has been. I mean, yeah. I mean, he got to start in 96, and he became revered around 01. That's when it's like, whoa, it's a different level.
Yeah.
It's a different level.
And I think he maintains a different level.
Oh, he totally maintains.
But, and the respect factor that is there.
But I'll tell you, that event we did with BG last week, was that last week, Devin? Last week?
It was last week.
You were there, right?
I was at the pre-event.
And they didn't have a seat
for
you, right?
It was so popular and sold out that we didn't get seats.
John,
the host.
Did you hear that, John? All these people went and station didn't have seats for
you. But look, I was the only one from the morning show that showed up. So just remember that, Joe. It was me and then, you know, of course, Joe, Hugh, Spike, Ike, Jack.
Good job saving a seat
for
your teammate.
Oh, listen, don't put that on me, big guy.
Yeah.
There's only so much I can handle on a given day, you know?
One chair? One chair?
Hey,
one chair. Standing room only.
They have to go to the listeners, man. Listeners first, Sean.
Yeah.
Customers
but no,
first.
It was crazy. Like, and it was even just being there for the pre-event was insane. Just like the amount of Eagles jerseys and Eagles fans and people who came out to see BG live was.
Did you see the ovation Merrill got when he walked out?
No, I didn't see any.
It was the very,
of it.
Very, very. Yeah, it was literally the very beginning.
I did. There was a cool moment. So the whole place was packed with people kind of like milling about getting drinks and going in when we were there. And BG kind of walked out on a balcony to just move locations. And immediately the place erupted and he led the entire place in Eagles chant. I'm sure the first of many of the night.
Sweet.
But it was just really cool to see how pumped up he can get people just by like being there. Being
it was
present.
Wild. It was a wild. And I mean that in a good way, like a wild night.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. So we are about 10 hours and 20 minutes away from scheduled release.
They're dribbling out, by the way.
What else you saying?
A lot of reports.
What else you got?
So we got, reportedly, the Eagles will be playing the Giants in week 6 on a Thursday night. Okay.
Where?
I believe it is. Hold on, I put it in my update. I believe it's at the Giants. Let me just check that again.
Not so bad. Pre-Halloween.
Here's the interesting one.
Okay.
The Super Bowl rematch.
Ooh.
And of course, why am I getting this on here? Week 2.
Wow.
In Kansas City.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like that at all either.
Well, you know, again, that
these are all reports, but they're starting to come out.
No, I get it. It doesn't surprise me that the Eagles would have a hellacious opponent week 2. Like, it's going
to
be a tough schedule.
Yeah, so now we get to look past the crappy team that hoisting onto our schedule in week 1,
but hold
and
on,
that's going to make problems.
Eagles will have 10 days to prepare for the Chiefs. Chiefs will have 7 days.
Mm.
That's a plus.
Okay. I do like that part.
I mean, that's a pretty significant plus.
Yeah.
Now, the teams aren't going to be as beat up, so I don't think it makes as big a difference as it would later in the year.
Right.
But, you know, you still have 3 extra days to prepare and rest and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good. They went to Kansas City week 2 the first Super Bowl year also.
Correct.
Same thing.
Yeah, Zach Ertz had that catch when it like bounced off a guy, and remember that down the sideline.
Off his ankle.
Not his ankle. Not that I remember. I don't.
It's also Jake Elliott's first ever game as an Eagle.
Yes, it is.
Oh wow.
Yes, it is. Week 2.
And wasn't that the game that everyone was upset we didn't run it enough?
Yes.
I mean, everyone, including Zach Ertz, who could not run block to save his life, was begging to run block.
You can't take shots at Zach Ertz like that. He's in the legend status.
No, he can.
I know.
You can say things like he would struggle with blocking.
He got better.
Zach Ertz plays for the enemy now.
John goes too deep sometimes. He could
block for the Commanders, man.
Legend. Eagles legend.
He plays for the Commanders.
I'm on Team John here. Like, I respect what Zach Ertz did for the Eagles, but he plays for the Commanders now.
More of an Eagles legend than Richie. Just saying.
Wow.
Of course he is.
It's getting personal around here.
Hey, let's get to
He plays for Washington, Joe.
I'm playing around. He's got phones. Let's get to Jordan in Princeton.
You're a commie lover.
Jordan, what up, man?
We know Joe DeCamera loves a good traitor, so it shouldn't surprise us that he's rooting for the other team here, right?
Dude, I'm getting near the end of the Benedict Arnold book. He still hasn't turned into a traitor. And by the way, he's being done really dirty by John Adams. That's where I am in the book.
Well, isn't it his young wife who does him the dirtiest?
Here's what I know. There's some I don't know. Here's what I know. And this does make some sense. There really were only two national entities back then. I'm talking like 1777. Two national entities. The Congress, which is kind of loosely formed. People go in and out of Independence Hall. They just kind of stop by. They're out. They go home. They're in. They're out. Okay. And the Army. There's nothing else.
Really?
There's no Constitution. There's no Washington, D.C. And let me get the problem. Here's the problem, John.
The groups who make decisions.
Yes.
You've got Army and military deciding.
Correct.
And Congress and political deciding.
Correct. And here we go. I'm going to drill down more. Pro-Benedict Arnold. Here's where it gets complicated. George Washington likes Benedict Arnold. And other commanders like him.
And why do they like him?
He's a kicker.
Because he's been an ass kicker for the United States for decades, right?
Well, not decades. The country's a year old, okay? In 1777.
But he fought in the French. I thought he fought in the French and Indian. He also fought, previously.
I don't remember all that.
Washington.
I don't know about that. Washington was in that war. Here's the bottom line. He's an effective general, and the Congress. And Washington and others want to keep him elevate him. Congress keeps saying, you won't tell us what to do. We have the power. So Benedict Arnold is caught in a political tug of war between the military leaders and the congressional leaders. And when I say congressional leaders, not classic Congress, like Continental Congress formation guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Benedict Arnold is caught in that struggle and is consistently being pushed down. And he's getting frustrated, and I'm just at the point where he's about to say, screw you, I turn to the other side. He kind of has a point. Not going to lie. Guy's kind of got a point.
Figures you're going to side with
him. All right, Jordan, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to win some kind of award tracking the show every time I call in. I just have this habit of throwing something out there that gets you guys off on a great tangent. Joe, can you keep a secret for me?
No. I'll try. Yes, I can.
I'm going to blow off work today and go to the 1 p.m. game and have some fun because there's really nothing in life like going to a day business person special baseball game. You feel a little wrong, and then you leave, and you're kind of home when the kids get home from school. Like, I'll be there for Little League if we get a game in tonight. And so, it really feels like a little wrong and yet so right at the same time.
It is
Rhea
awesome.
And Devin, my mother told me never trust a man with a weather report. So I really appreciate both of you keeping track on this because I don't feel like sitting there during a long rain delay today. I did want to comment
as
on
a
Pete
man,
Rose.
As a man, find that a little sexist, but it's all right. It's okay.
Do you trust yourself with the weather, Joe?
No.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
The comment on Pete Rose, I think there's a complicating factor that is a little sensitive to discuss because of how close baseball itself has gotten to sports gambling. Let's remember, we're in an era where there are ballparks in this country where you can lay a bet on the game at the concourse before you walk through the gate.
But, Jordan, what's the but?
They're not players betting on the
game.
But
players and managers and owners and GMs are still not allowed to. That's a big but.
And they shouldn't be.
Correct.
But I think a lot of the weirdness of the timing in this decision is that the MLB does show a fair amount of hypocrisy when they have a player who didn't affect the outcome of the game yet bet on the game. Now, I am in no way justifying.
Well, I do think he impacted the outcome of the game. I mean, he was the manager of the team.
It's unproven, but he lied.
That part's not unproven.
It's not in question.
That part's not in question. He bet as the manager of the Reds, and sometimes he would bet on a Wednesday, but not bet on a Thursday.
Why do you think that was, Joe?
Right. So was he using his better relievers on the Wednesday and using his lesser relievers on the Thursday? That goes to the integrity of the game. I mean, there's no dispute there. All right, Jordan, I got to move fast, dude. Give me who or what you're sick of.
In honor of Philadelphia getting its Michelin guide, mediocre food that is overpriced.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough. All right, three different Twitter poll questions of the day. Let's move kind of fast. They're brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Track in stock now, starting at $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, is it cowardly for MLB to reinstate Pete Rose only after he died? John, how do you think people voted?
Man, hard to know on this. Cowardly is the operative word. I'm going to say only 37% say it's cowardly.
79% think it's cowardly.
Oh, wow. That's wrong way.
Good for that. No, that's the right answer. Second question. And we really didn't discuss this much. I'm sorry. Maybe we'll get into it more tomorrow. Are you concerned about Bryce's play short-term or long-term? Yes or no? How do you think people voted, John?
I hope 64% say no.
Exactly correct.
What?
He's a machine.
Well,
that was
crazy.
Really lucky.
The man's a machine.
Well, I got the complete wrong answer
on
the first poll, but that was pretty lucky.
That makes up for it. That's impressive. Yeah. Third poll question. Do you like the Eagles playing Dallas week one?
Oh.
How'd they vote, John?
79% say yes.
68% say yes. Pretty good job by you. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours. Brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, it's booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile.
Let's go Sixers. Go somewhere else.
Hey, what was that?
Let's go Sixers.
Let's go Sixers. Go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else. Oh, man. Well, I want you to stay here. I just want better players and, more importantly, better decision makers.
Oh, no. We have to face a healthy Dak Prescott.
What exactly does that mean? It really doesn't mean much. He's a pretty good quarterback. If he was on the Jets, you'd hear his name about six times a year. Dallas sucks. I can't wait to the game. I can't wait to see E.T.'s face turn 17 different directions. We're raising the banner. The Cowboys suck. Go Birds!
There you go.
Baseball drives me crazy. How long has Shoeless Joe Jackson been dead? Since 1951. What is the eligibility for the Baseball Hall of Fame? Taking a dirt nap? Time's yours.
Wow. Rough.
Are we surprised that Manfred doesn't give a rat's ass about Hall of Fame integrity? This is the same commissioner who called the World Series trophy a piece of metal. Time's yours, you fraud.
Yeah, I don't like Manfred, man.
Anyone?
Oh, did you hear what I just said? I don't like Manfred Mann. That's the band. And what's their name? Manfred Mann, right?
I don't know what band you're talking about.
Isn't that the name? What's the name of that band?
Are you thinking of Mumford and Sons?
No. Manfred Mann. Like, was it Blinded by the Light or what's that song?
I mean, I know that song.
Isn't that the name of the band? Manfred Mann?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Yeah, Manfred Mann. It's a band. John, you know
like
their
the
music.
70s.
Yeah,
really not a mainstream music. Band.
I don't know.
No,
that
they're
I
very
know.
Mainstream. Manfred Mann.
That was from
they were mainstream.
On.
John, you would
very
totally.
Very mainstream.
What's
Maybe
their main
I
song?
Know their songs.
Blinded by the Light.
Yeah, Blinded by
I
the Light.
I do know
That's
that
it.
Song.
Score one for the Hammer. Matter of fact, with that said, let me say this.
Yes, Hammer!
Let me say this.
Bang!
Let me say this.
Yes, Hammer!
Let me say this.
Bang!
And with that, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours fun, line. Right. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
Call 215-244-4500. Recognize the name that sounded like what you were talking about inside what you were talking about?
My response?
Bang!
Mm-hmm.
Hammer!
Thank you. I'm done.
So what was the actual name of the band?
Manfred Mann's
Earth Band.
Yeah, people just call it Manfred Mann. Yeah. All right, we got to quickly, and I mean quickly, wrap with the Metallica tickets. Who or what are you sick of? Can we beat Daryl Morey, or do we want to go down for other answers?
I like Daryl Morey. I am sick of him.
I am too. I mean, right? I mean,
that's a great answer. I just keep seeing him flop face first on that table, and it really bugged me. Come on, man. Have a plan. Jeez. But I was so thrilled. I really thought we were going to have that number one pick, and it almost felt like I was going to forgive him entirely.
Well, I wasn't going to forgive him, but it was getting juicy. It got really, really interesting really, really quickly. All right, congratulations to Tim with the answer of Daryl Morey. Tim, you're going to see Metallica next week. Hey, everyone, have a wonderful rest of the day. Reminder, if you had a ticket to last night's Phillies game, it applies to tonight's Phillies game, not this afternoon's Phillies game. But doubleheader on tap, one at 1 o'clock, another at 6:15. Enjoy them both. We'll talk about them tomorrow. Also, NFL schedule later tonight. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.